time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome to Bearcat Arena, the site of tonight's non-conference game between the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team and Missouri Valley. Bearcats coming in 9-0 on the season. They're 3-0 in MIAA play after an impressive win Sunday afternoon against Central Missouri. They face a Missouri Valley team that's an NAIA school, and they're coming in with a record of 6-4 overall. They're 4-3 in the Heart of America Conference out of the NAIA. I'm Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, really the big story today, not necessarily this game tonight, but the fact that the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team is the new number one team in the nation in the latest NABC Division II Top 25 poll.
Yeah, and the Bearcats starting out the season number six in the nation, just continue to win, continue to climb up. And you know what, with Saginaw Valley losing over the weekend, the Bearcats happily stepping up into number one in the nation for the first time this season. Something they really have deserved. They played great all season long. They've won a lot of games against some high-quality opponents, whether it's a non-conference play or even a couple of these first conference games against teams like UCO and Central Missouri. So the Bearcats, I think, very deserving of being number one in the nation. But now you got to come out and you got to defend it. And it starts with a team. People look at it on paper, you should win by a good margin. Can't really come out and lay an egg tonight against NBC.
Northwest Missouri State as a school also setting, making history in this week as well, with the Bearcat men number one in men's basketball, and the Bearcat football team playing for a national championship. They've been number one all season long, so we've got the number one football team and the number one men's basketball team. And it's the first time in the same week that a team in Division II basketball and also football number one in the same week.
I mean, it's just added to the list of accomplishments that this athletic department's put together over the years. And, you know, it's really cool to see, especially just the changing of the guard. I mean, a few years back, it's Coach Tatmeyer, Coach Churchma, a couple of titans among Division II coaches leading these programs. And now you have Coach McComb and Coach Storrell stepping in there. And, I mean, these programs are as good as ever.
And it's Northwest of Missouri Valley. We'll be back and have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, more at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, fans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jory Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Bearcat Game Day, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, northwest of Missouri Valley, going through the pregame warmups. Again, it's a non-conference game of this evening between the Bearcats and the Vikings. Matt Trenton, this Bearcat men's basketball team may have put together their best game of, obviously, of this season, but maybe in quite a while this past Sunday afternoon, as they just really dismantled Central Missouri.
Yeah, Central Missouri is a team that Came in shooting the ball well. They've defended pretty well throughout the season as well. And you always look at the Mules and the Bearcats and think rivalry game. This is going to be knockdown drag. It's going to be a tough ball game. But then when it kind of got down to it, the Bearcats, the firepower was too much, and the defense was really great. And we kind of talked to Austin Meyer about that before the game, too, just about how this Bearcat team usually hits conference play, and it becomes, hey, let's grind out some ball games. We have a lot of offensive firepower, but we're going to grind them out defensively. They made it hard for Central to score points, but the Bearcats did not slow down offensively, came out, shot the ball really well again, led by 27 from Kristen Dow.
And Kristen Dow had his mother and I believe his brother here. They had a chance to see him play basketball for the first time in his collegiate career. And I think the joke was they're going to try to find a way to keep them in town for the rest of the year, not let them go back to Norway. That's why Chris played on Sunday.
Well, you got a place for him to sleep, right? I just let him bunk with you for a while and just get through the spring, and hopefully that streak carries through March.
And it's Northwest of Missouri Valley. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Let's go! Let's play!
Bearcat Game Day, supported by the J.L. Houston Company.
Northwest Missouri State men's basketball 9-0 on the season, meeting Missouri Valley College tonight. Now sitting down with head men's basketball coach Ben McCollum. And coach, great season to this point. 9 straight wins to start off, now ranked number 1 in the nation. Something you kind of saw coming after that win over Central Missouri last weekend. But is this something you kind of push to the back of your mind tonight, or do you address it with the team, just get it out in the open air?
We address it pretty consistently. We always say that if you don't like the bullseye of the target, if you don't like that pressure, then you probably shouldn't come to Northwest. And so we enjoy that bullseye, I guess. It brings out the best in us, or the worst for that matter. It just depends on the night. And I think it makes us better by taking everybody's best shot. And hopefully it'll improve us throughout the season.
Team's played well every game, obviously, to this point, coming in undefeated, and especially Chris Ibundao, 27 points over the weekend against Central Missouri. But when you kind of look at this team and you watch game tape, does it feel like there's still another level to be reached?
I think it's just the consistency. I think that we've seen how well we can play. Now it's about doing it every single night and being at your best every single night, and not taking steps backwards but continuing to go forwards. And so tonight's a big test for us. It's easy to get up for Central Missouri State, but can you get up for Missouri Valley and play with that same energy and intensity, because you're so process oriented that allows you to get up?
What do you do to keep the focus tonight against a non-conference opponent like this?
Not a lot. I mean, just remind them of what happened last year over Christmas break, where we went on break a little too soon and had two games. But outside of that, it's just, you just tell them. I mean, I could give them a Newt Rockne speech, but I don't think that really does it. They need to be internally motivated, and hopefully they are tonight.
Coach, appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
It's been Cole, Northwest Missouri State head men's basketball coach. We'll take a break. John will be back with starters for tonight's ball game.
Hey. Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. More at barnesbaker.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and the newly opened Watson 9 Junior Course. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Also from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Bearcat Game Day, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Team on three, one, two, three, three.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Valley, as they'll be going at it tonight at a non-conference game. Time to check the starting lineups. First of all, for the number one ranked Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Justin Pitts at the point guard, a 5'9 junior out of Blue Springs, Missouri. He's MIAA Player of the Year from a year ago, averaging 21 points and 4 rebounds a contest. The other guard spot, Anthony Woods, a 6'2 senior from Kansas City, averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds a game. At a 4, Chris Ibuendel, a 6'6 junior from Stavanger, Norway, as he comes in averaging 14 points and 7 rebounds a contest. The other forward, Zach Snyder, a 6'7 senior from Prairie Village, Kansas, averaging 10 points and 2 rebounds a game. Inside, Brett Doherty, a 6'7 senior, or rather junior from Omaha, Nebraska, Brett averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds a game. For the Missouri Valley Vikings, under head coach Chad Lance, earlier this year, he picked up his 200th career win. He's the all-time wins leader at Missouri Valley out of Marshall, Missouri. And he'll be starting at guard spot Brody Grunwald. He's a 6-foot senior out of Carthage, Illinois, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game.
The other guard is Remy Price, a 5'11 junior from Chicago, Illinois, averaging just under 10 points and 4 rebounds a contest. At a forward, Tim Washington, a 6'2 junior from Bellwood, Illinois, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also at the forward spot, Bobby Collins III, a 6'3 sophomore from St. Louis, averaging 8 points and 6 rebounds a game. So that position, we should see Marcellus Beard, who's just added to this lineup as well. And inside, Devontae Halfacre, he's a 6'7 junior from St. Louis, Missouri, averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. So the lineups look, we'll be back, get set for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken, and sides for tailgating. And from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29 in St. Joseph, offering new and pre-owned bikes, parts, accessories, service, and custom work. More information is available at stjoeharleydavidson.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or at MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 562-0300.
Let's go, let's go, let's play!
Bearcat Game Day, supported by the J.L. Houston Company.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State of Missouri Valley, finishing up their warm-ups before tonight's non-conference game. And the Bearcats at 9-0. They're ranked number one in the nation in NCAA Division II. Missouri Valley comes in with a 6-4 overall record. They're 4-3 out of the heart of America in the NAI. And for Missouri Valley, they finished last season 15-17 and 9-3 in the heart of America. So, Matt Tritton, this is one of those NAIA matchups with the Bearcats that Northwest favored coming into this matchup, and I would have to imagine this is one of those where you just want to kind of stay sharp as you go through finals week, leading up to another conference doubleheader on Saturday down in Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
Yeah, in a game like this, you definitely want to avoid at all costs coming out and laying an egg as far as not only just not shooting the ball well early, but by playing lackadaisical defense. Obviously, this team's prides themselves on their defense, creating turnovers. If they do that, the offense will come with it. You could put Missouri Valley down right away, but if you're giving up some open looks and some easy shots for the Vikings, they'll hit those, build some confidence. Then all of a sudden, getting closer to halftime, still in the ball game, which kind of something I think you're wanting to avoid. Get your starters some minutes, get them out, and get that bench some valuable experience.
Yeah, the Bearcats undefeated on the year, 9-0, as they face Missouri Valley tonight. Once again on Saturday, they'll travel to Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and face Northeastern State in a final MIAA matchup before the Christmas break. And before we get to the announcement of the starting lineups here at Bearcat Arena, time now for our national anthem. the national anthem. That besides Bearcat basketball on Saturday, there's also a pretty big game coming up in football for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team.
Yeah, Northwest Missouri State matching up with North Alabama in the Division II football national championship on Saturday at 3 o'clock at Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas. And honestly, this is a big one, you know, going in, trying to win your sixth national championship, and there's going to be a lot of green and white there, but I imagine North Alabama, those fans are going to travel pretty well, so hopefully welcome some good Midwest hospitality and a large helping of Bearcat defense run in that game. But it's funny, we joked with Coach Wright on Saturday after the ball game just about the weather, what it's going to be like in Kansas City, and said that's perfect. The colder the better with those football players from North Alabama coming up and really immersing themselves in the atmosphere.
A little bit ironic, too, all the years Northwest going down to play in the national championship game in Florence, Alabama, and they never did face North Alabama in the championship game. Now, one year they played them in the semifinals down there as well, but now that the two teams meet for the national championship, they're meeting in the Bearcats' backyard.
You know what? We had a lot of fun trips down to Florence over the years and enjoyed that. They welcomed Maryville people with open arms, but you know what? It's kind of nice now that we are in the city and playing North Alabama that it's up here. Just hope to see another record crowd, over 16,000 last year's national championship. If you see that once again this year, whole lot of green and white. It is going to be very loud, and people are itching for it. This is a very good Bearcat football team, one of the best we've ever seen, and it'd be nice to see those seniors go out with another win.
And speaking of one of the best we've ever seen, this Bearcat men's basketball team has to be in that same category. They are just having everything you would want to have a basketball team right now. They've got the offense, playing good defense you talked about, and the fans really are in for a treat if they come out and watch Bearcat men's basketball this season.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that can score in bunches, averaging about 80 points per game, but they also play such good defense, they give up 62 per game. So they've been very good on both ends of the floor, and on Saturday against Central Missouri, starting the season off 9-0, Coach McColl now 150 wins in his career. He's just in his eighth season. He's done wonderful things here, especially after starting those first few seasons were a little bit difficult for him, but he's really turned things around, and obviously number one in the nation, he's doing something right.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats win the tip. They go from our left to our right here at Bearcat Arena in their home white uniforms with the green numerals trimmed in green. And for Missouri Valley, they're traveling orange uniforms with the purple numerals trimmed in white. They go low post left side. Brett Doherty, a little up and under move, puts it up and in. And Northwest Missouri State takes the early 2-0 lead over the Vikings.
And Brett didn't play a whole lot against Central Missouri the other night, just 19 minutes, finished with 4 points, 2 rebounds. But it's good to see him get back involved there. If the Bearcats have a post presence, they're going to be so dangerous throughout the MIAA season.
Out to the top of the key goes Bobby Collins, the third. Now right side for Remy Price. Price near the timeline, dribbles to the top of key. Down the lane, a little runner on the way, won't go, and the rebound inside, pulled down by Endow for Northwest. 2-0, Northwest Missouri State, again with the early lead. Anthony Woods will take it to the top of the key from our left to our right. Now Fine Snyder, right side on the wing, takes the three and knocks it down. Zach Snyder again earlier this year, went over the 1,000-point mark in his career as a Bearcat. And it's a 5-0 Northwest Missouri State lead. On the left wing, with it is Tim Washington, goes out front with a chest pass for Grenwald. The elbow off the right side. They find Collins into lane. Little runner on the way, rolls out left, and the rebound ripped down by Doherty for Northwest. They'll give it up to Woods, and he goes across midcourt to the left wing. Out to the top of the key to the free throw line. Bounce pass finds him down. Reverse layup off of the left side as he took around the right. One underneath the backfield, around the right, the left side, and slams it down.
How about that? Anthony Woods, we talked about how good he is at getting to the glass and getting those buckets that way, but a good job of just finding Endow wide open, getting his second assist of the night.
Grenwald drives the lane, misses the layup. Doherty with the rebound for Northwest. Allen goes to Pitts across the timeline to the right wing. A little hesitation move now all the way to the bucket. Got around Grenwald and has the easy layup. So he laid it up and in. And a timeout quickly by Missouri Valley head coach Chad Lance. 9-0, Northwest Missouri State with early lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800.
9-0, Northwest Missouri State with the early lead. Missouri Valley with the ball following the timeout. Across midcourt, left side goes Remy Price to the top of the key. Checked off by Endell out front. Left side for Collins on the wing. Now they get it to Washington. Free throw line jumper up over Doherty. Won't go. Long rebound pulled down by Missouri Valley. And Collins out between the circles. Washington. Right side to the right baseline. Driving underneath the bucket was Price. Tries to go across court with the pass. And stepping in front of the pass in the left corner was Anthony Woods for Northwest. He'll take it to the right wing. Now to the free throw line. Cross court left side. Gets it to Justin Pitts. Pitts will drive to the bucket, lobs up in the air, tries to go cross court and pass him to the corner for Endell. Stripped loose by Grenwell, but right back to Endell. He'll chase it down in the left corner, throws it high in the air, goes over toward the scorer's table, and will bounce to the front row of the bleachers as Endell just couldn't get there in time to save it. And the ball will belong to Missouri Valley.
Well, it's the fifth possession of the game for the Bearcats. Perfect on the first four, but that one, errant pass from Justin Pitts, and Endow couldn't quite get it back. You're going to have that sort of thing, but the defense early on has been very good.
Price out front for Missouri Valley to Grenwald. Now they go left side, right back to Remy Price. He dribbles to the elbow off the left side, pulls up, goes out front right side. Grenwald, a long bounce pass knocked loose by Doherty, and it carries right back to Doherty off of Pitts in Northwest from our left to our right off the turnover. 9-0, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts to the top of the key, right side Woods. Woods will drive the lane right to the bucket, and he's fouled from behind. Coming over behind and committing the foul was Tavius Brazil, who checked in during that last time out, a 6'5 freshman out of Boonville, Missouri. And instead, they're going to give this one, instead of Brazil, I thought was reaching around there, Remy Price gets called for it, and Remy will pick up his first. This gets Woods to the free throw line, knocks down the free throw.
Well, Anthony's been a good role player for the Bearcats over the years, stepping in, scoring where they need him to, and we've seen him score well early this season, averaging over 10 points per game. But the defense feels like it's stepped up. His court vision's made him that much better, and so he's becoming a very dangerous player for the Bearcats.
Misses the second free throw. Rebound goes to Missouri Valley. Didn't score as much in the last game against Central Missouri, but in the post game with Coach McCollum, he talked about that he thought that Anthony really played one of his best games all around, though, on the defensive side and disturbing the ball. Now for Missouri Valley. A drive to the bucket by Washington lays it up and in, and that's the first bucket of the game for the Vikings. It's a 10-2 lead for Northwest. Left side, Snyder on the wing. One dribble, expires it. Now gives it between the circles for Devontae Mosby. Back to Snyder, left corner. Now up front, left side for Pitts. Takes it between the circles. Snyder, left wing, goes low post left for Mosby. Pivots in the block. Bounce pass finds Woods cutting through the lane. A little hesitation move. He's able to get Brazil up, and he went underneath and put it up and in. Nice drive to the bucket, and Northwest Missouri stayed up by 10, 12-2. Tim Washington off the left wing between the circles. Grenwald looks right side and finds Remy Price. Bounce pass low, left side in the blocks. Brazil turns with the left hand and banks it in. Davis Brazil, again, a 6'5 freshman from Boonville. Wide body inside gives him a little bit of size against the Bearcats. Fitz on the right side, Woods, low right for Mosby. Trying to post up in a mismatch with Price. He'll take it into lane, kicks it back left side. Finds Ryan Welty in the left corner there. Snyder takes the three, won't go. Rebound tipped in, a reach over foul coming up on Mosby. That'll be Devontae's first.
A little rare miss on a three-pointer there for Zach Snyder, but got the ball to Ryan Welty. Open briefly for a look at three, but you got the extra pass of it going to Snyder there in the corner. I think that's something nine times out of ten. You're getting that three-pointer from Zach.
Cross midcourt right side, Price. Hands off out of Wee Grunwald. Out front left side is Tim Washington. Off to Curry Grunwald. Back cross court right side, Price. Picked up by Welty out of the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Long bounce pass in the lane. Tipped loose by Snyder. Picked up by Mosby. Out it goes to Woods. Right side for Pitts on the wing. Takes the long three. It's too hard off the back of the rim. And the rebound in the lane to the Vikings. Come on, Harry with the board. Grunwald. He'll take it across midcourt. Looks right side for Price. As the Vikings set up the offense. Northwest in front, 12-4. Left wing pass for Washington. Bounce pass knocked loose. Picked up by Northwest. And Justin Pitts drives to the bucket. Lays it up and in off the left side. Pitts with 4 points, and it's a 10-point Bearcat lead once again.
And very quickly in this ballgame, the Bearcats already forced five Missouri Valley turnovers.
To the top of the key, Price.
Right side on the wing, Grinwald. Cross court left side, pass stolen, picked up by Pitts, and a breakaway again. This time off the right side, misses the layup. Good defense by Grinwald, forcing the play, and the rebound comes to Missouri Valley and Washington. He pushes it through the lane to the bucket, going coast to coast, lays it up and in. Washington with 4 points, 14-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. Woods across the timeline, go to the top of the key. Dribbles left side, pulls up. Into the right corner, Welty. Now to Pitts out front, right side. Cross court left for Woods. Cat spread out the defense. 3-2 zone at the moment. Cross court left side, Woods. Low left forward, Mosby to the baseline. As he tries to drive, he'll get called for a charge. Already shouldered just a bit. Sliding over is Grinwald, who took the charge. And foul coming up on Northwest. And Devontae Mosby will pick up the foul. Second foul on Mosby, breaking the action. 13:55 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 14. And Missouri Valley 6. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is available at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Down the floor for Missouri Valley from the timeout. A jumper taken off the right side and missed as Missouri Valley. Substitutions in the game, and Owenecki takes the jumper, misses it, and Northwest with it out to the top of the key is Pitts. Right side, Wilson to the right corner. Snyder squares up, wants the three off the front of the rim. No rebound. Knocked out of Doherty's hands, out of bounds. It will belong to Missouri Valley, though, as Doherty couldn't hold on to it. So the Vikings go from our right to our left. Bobby Collins back into the ballgame, and going to the sideline goes Chisholm Obenek. You saw about 30 seconds worth of playing time before going to the bench. Cross midcourt right side at the point now is LaQuinn Turner, junior out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Goes cross court left for Daryl Lemire. Back right side, Turner. Between the legs with the dribble to the right wing. Pulls up, takes the three off the right side, banks it, and hits it. So LaQuinn Turner knocks down the three. That's just his third of the season. It's a 14-9 game. Missouri Valley hanging close in this first half with the Bearcats. Off the left side, Welty on the wing. Goes low left for Endow. Posting up with Turner. Mismatch there. Kicks it back right side. Snyder open on the three and knocks it down. That's second of the game. And Northwest Missouri State up 17-9.
Well, he missed a couple there on a few possessions over the last couple minutes. But good to see him continue to shoot. And he's a guy that, if he gets hot, he is very tough to handle.
On the right side, Lemire backpedals, takes the three, won't go, and Nindell with the rebound for the Cats. We'll give it to Pitts, and he'll take it down the right sideline in front of the scores table to the top of the key. Right side, Snyder thought about, now we'll take the jumper. It rims around and out, and rebound caroms out of bounds. Whistling a foul first, and the Bearcats will inbound off the right side. Foul goes on LaQuinn Turner, who committed the foul. Officials for today's ballgame, MIAA officials, some veterans in Tom Savela, Bill Tickham, and Jeremiah Payton. Devontae Halfacre back into the ballgame as inbound comes right side to Doherty. Elbow off the right side, cross court left for Endell. Now low left side for Doherty, posting up with Halfacre. Turns, faces the bucket, dribbles underneath the bucket, reverse layup off the right side is good. Doherty with 4 points early in this one. Back to a 10-point lead for Northwest with 11:55 left in the first half. Remy Price tries to go right side, and Endow steps in front of the pass. That was intended for Turner. Goes out of bounds. Ball belongs to Missouri Valley. Woods enters the ball game for the Cats as Welty will go to Brew. And inbound right side goes to Price. He'll take it between the circles. And chased by Pitts. Pulls up the dribble. Lobs it cross court left side and overthrows Turner. And the ball goes to the scorer's table and out of bounds.
Well, MVC having a few problems offensively. Seven turnovers now in the ball game. They have a total of six rebounds. So when you see those stats like that, it's usually not a good thing.
19-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts walks across midcourt, looks left side for Woods. It's a screen by Doherty. Now back cross court right for Pitts. Pitts dribbles right, looking man-to-man defense, drives the lane right side and banks it high off the glass and drops it down.
You know, the touch that he has on some of those shots to where he can put just the right amount of spin on it. It's not shot too hard where it can hit high off the glass and just drop right through is impressive.
21-9, Northwest in front. Underneath the bucket with a drive, Grinwald into the left corner, gets it to Washington, takes the three, ball grazes the rim, rebound turned down by, or picked up by Turner, trying to save inbounds, throws it away, picked up by Endow, cross midcourt, left side for Woods. Squares the dribble at the elbow, goes into the left corner, and the ball is tipped by Doherty, saves it inbounds, back to Woods. Woods drives the lane, kicks it back right side, Endow, long three on the way, rims around, out, rebound inside, pulled away by Collins for Missouri Valley. Takes across midcourt right side, pulls up, takes the 16-foot jumper off the right side, and rims in. And it's now a 21-11 game, Northwest Missouri State with the 10-point lead. 10:35 left in the first half. Woods crossover dribble down the lane right to the bucket. Won't go, but he was bumped as he went up with the shot. And this foul on Brody Grunwald. That will be his first. And he's a 6-foot senior from Carthage, Illinois. Doherty will go to the sideline. Welty back in for Northwest. Foul on the floor before the shot, so Northwest will inbound baseline right. And Grant Graham to enter the ball game as Justin Pitts goes to the sideline. Baseline right. Woods lobs the inbound right and gets it to Welty. Now to Woods out between the circles. Got spread out the offense. Left side is Graham on the wing. Top of the key left, they find Woods, gets a screen by Welty, pulls up, brings it back out to Welty left side, now to Snyder, left wing three is good, nothing but net. Zach with 9 points, 24-11, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just over 10 minutes left in the half. Washington to the top of the key, left side, gets it to Turner. And Dow gives him a little bit of room out on the perimeter. Now Turner drives to the left baseline, finds left of the lane. Brazil up with a left-handed shot inside, won't go. Whistle and a foul. This will go on Northwest. Ryan Welty will get called for the foul. That'll be his first. And a break in the action with 9:54 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 24, Missouri Valley 11. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest Missouri State alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at NationalInvestors.com.
Davis Brazil at the free throw line. It's first, we'll have another one coming, as Brazil is a freshman from Boonville, Missouri, and it's his second trip to the free throw line this season. And makes it a 24-13 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Woods across the timeline to Graham into the left corner. And Dow open, scores up, takes the three, misses too hard. Rebound, though. Karam's inside for Woods. Goes up a shot, stripped out of his hands by Tim Washington. He'll take it coast to coast the other way. Lays it up, and it rolls around and out. Snyder tried to come down with the board. Ball knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Snyder the last to touch it, and it will belong to Missouri Valley.
Well, Snyder doing a good job. 3 of 6 shooting threes so far in this ballgame. The rest of the team combining for 0 for 3, so still trying to find that stroke.
Inbound Grenwald to the right baseline, and a little touch foul out front. No, he's going to say dribbles on the sideline. And the turnover will give it to Northwest. So a 24-13 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Valley as the Vikings go into full court pressure. 2-2-1 pressure as the Cats will handle it. Woods into the front court left side for Endell. Out of Woods, setting up the point, takes it top the key. Into the right corner, Welty. Right side for Graham, chest pass left side and down to left corner for Snyder. Snyder will bring it back out front. Free throw line is Woods, touch pass left corner. Snyder open, 3-0 Bonet. 12 points for Zach and a 27-13 Northwest Missouri State lead.
Got the right there leaving him open. He's going to score 30 in this ballgame.
Out to the top of the key, Washington. Scoots the pass right side for Grenwald, who will get called for the travel. Picked up his dribble and takes an extra step, and the ball will go right back to Northwest.
Of course, I guess 30 for Zach's a little easier than most since he only shoots threes.
Yeah, you can get there a little bit quicker.
4 of 7 from there so far today.
27-13 Northwest. Graham out front left to Welty on the left wing. He had his own defense now out of Missouri Valley. Out front left, Graham to the left wing, Welty. Bounce pass baseline left is Endow. Finds cutting through the lane, Woods. Lays it up and in with his long right arm outstretched. Anthony Woods with 5 points. 29-13 Northwest Missouri State in front. Lemire cross court left for Washington. Drives on Graham, pulls up. Left side pass back to Lemire. Now he'll drive past Welty to the bucket. Left side, whistling a foul. Coming over on the help side was Endell, and I think it will go on Welty from behind. That'll be Welty's second foul. Again, we talked about this the other afternoon, Matt, that as far as Ryan Welty, the freshman from Parkville, the biggest thing he really needs to work on is just picking up some early fouls. He's really contributed in a lot of different ways as a freshman.
Yeah, he's been a solid player for the Bearcats. I think he's been more than they actually expected, but you're exactly right. He puts himself into situations to be taken out of these ball games where they're looking for him to step up and make big plays.
Lemire hits the first free throw. We'll have a second. 63% shooter on the season at the line, and the second one's nothing but in. 29-15, Bearcats in front. Half-court pressure this time as Justin Pitsy checked into the ball game, lobs it to Doherty, and then back to Pitts in the front court. Top of the key, right side Woods. Fakes left, goes right to the bucket, lays it up, and in. Makes it look easy that time. 31-15, Northwest Missouri State in front. Quinn Turner into the front court right side to the right wing. Sets up the long three, nothing but net. Turner from long range. He has two threes in this game. Boy, came in with two on the season, so he's already equaled that. 31-18, Northwest up, pitch to the free throw line. Now takes the jumper. They backed off, misses it from 15, and the rebound to Missouri Valley.
For a guy that shoots 87% from the free throw line, I think he couldn't believe how open he was.
Ramirez drives, misses the shot, rebound underneath the bucket. Snyder for Northwest, and he'll give it to Pitts. Cross main court right side in front of the scorer's table to the right wing. Now out front right for Doherty. Hands it right back to Pitts. Cross court left for Snyder. Left wing pass for Xavier Kurth. Back right side for Woods. Drives the lane. Up with a shot. And a whistle and a foul on the floor. Tom Savela, one of the three officials to make the call. This one go on Laquin Turner. That will be his second foul. 14 of 14 fouls in this first half. Marcellus Beard, who was just added to the roster prior to this game, enters the contest for Missouri Valley. And Bobby Collins back in. Inbound out between the circles goes to Kurth. Left side Pitts. Now out top of the key, Woods. With a dribble down the lane left on Grenwald. Brings it out front for Kurth. Kurth now drives the lane. Left-handed layup is good. Nice move to the bucket by Xavier. And Kurth with his first bucket of the game. 33-18, Northwest Missouri State in front. Beard cross-court right side Washington to the right wing, Grenwald. Bounce pass in lane. Kick loose by Snyder from behind. Picked up by Woods. Woods through the lane to the bucket. Lost a hand on his dribble a little bit. Couldn't come up with it and will go out of bounds. So Northwest back on defense. That last turnover for Northwest, their fifth in this first half. A few more than what they normally have at this juncture. Grunwald on the right side, out to the top of the key, Owenecki. Now left side pass for Beard, takes a free throw line through the lane, knocked loose by Pitts, picks it back up. Now in the lane, they find inside Owenecki, lays it up and in. 33-20, Northwest Missouri State in front. 6:15 left in the first half. Pitts to the top of the key, back pedal, looks right side for Snyder. Out of Woods, fakes left, goes right to the baseline, underneath the bucket, brings it back out front. Snyder, a ball fake, goes up with a jumper and knocks it down. That tough fake got Grunwald up in the air, he went flying by, and then Snyder just drains the three.
He is not shy about pulling that trigger tonight, 15 points already.
36-20, Northwest Missouri State in front, ball loose in the lane, and it's pushed out front for Grunwald for Missouri Valley. Cross court left side for Washington. Out at the top of the key. Takes the long three and just barely grazes the rim. It goes out of bounds. Snyder pushed to the floor, does a somersault, gets up and saying, where's the foul?
I think the smaller player, Grunwald, who's only about 6 foot tall and probably about 30 pounds lighter at least, kind of pulled him over his shoulder. And the official was like, nah, I don't think that happened. You're fine. But Grunwald was the one that got the major pump fake on him, flew by the last possession down, so he had a little bit of frustration he wants to take out there.
36-20, Northwest Missouri State in front, 5:35 left in the first half. Woods across midcourt to the right side, takes it to the top of the key, left side for Pitts. And he drives, low right side for Mosby, up with a shot, won't go but a foul, as he was bumped going up with a shot. Well, we'll go on to Tavius Brazil. And that will be his second foul. Mosby goes to the free throw line. Shoot two. On the year, an 82% shooter. First one on the way. Good. 37-20, Northwest in front of Missouri Valley. Second one, nothing but net as well. 38-20, Bearcats up. Between the circles, Lemire, left side pass, finds Washington. Now out front, Grunwald, bounce pass at the elbow on the right side. Lemire back to Grunwald, a shot fake up over Snyder, who deflects it away, picked up by Pitts on the fast break. One-on-one drive to the bucket, left side is good as Woods hits the standard out of the bucket hard, but he pops up, hopefully he'll be okay. He's got 9 points, and it's a 20-point Bearcat lead. Driving the lane, Lemire, and ball stripped loose by Mosby inside, but as I see, there's a foul. Let's go against Northwest, and Woods will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. We also have a breaking the action. 4:54 left in the first half. Northwest 40, Missouri Valley 20. We'll be back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
40-20, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball following the timeout. 4:38 left in this first half. In a 2-3 zone, and out the elbow left side. Tosses it back out front for Grant Graham. Cross-court right side. They get the ball to Pitts. Free throw line in down, right side, Snyder with the three, won't go, fight for the rebound, and it's picked out of Mosby's hands and controlled by Missouri Valley. Across midcourt, left side, Washington, to the left wing, to the top of the key, dribbles off the back of Ruby's foot, trying to go behind the back, picked up by Graham. Graham the other way, lays it up, and in. Grant Graham by the bucket, 42-20, Northwest Missouri State in front.
You talk about some of the struggles the Bearcats have had. A few more turnovers at this point than you would like to see, but already 11 here in the first half. Make it 12, another steal.
As Justin Pitts steals it away, he goes into the front court, picked up in Dow, right side in the blocks for Mosby. Out of Pitts on the right wing. Left side for Graham in the left corner in Dow, elbow left for Mosby. Left side on the wing in Dow. Back pedals, lobs it low for Mosby as he spins around. Turner lays it up and will wave it off. A travel violation coming up against Mosby. Remy Price back into the ballgame, taking the place of Marcellus Beard.
More turnovers than rebounds here in the first half for the Vikings.
Not always a good sign for a team when that happens.
Not typically. It makes it hard.
Out front left side is Lemire. Front of the Bearcat bench with a pass to Tim Washington. Picked up by Grant Graham. Now on the left side, Lemire once again. Out front with a Turner. Sets up, wants the three over and down off the back of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Snyder knocked to the floor. Let's see who gets called for the foul here. And that's going to be Grunwald. He got away with one earlier. This time as Snyder falls, he picks up the foul. That's his second. Right, check that. Instead going to go on Brazil. This will be his second foul, so Grunwald didn't get called for that one, but Brazil does. 42-20, Northwest Missouri State. 3:16 left in the first half. Graham handling the point this trip down. Finds Pitts off the right side near the scorer's table. He'll take it to the top of the key, sets up, finds baseline right. Mosby up with a shot off the glass and good. Huge mismatch with Washington, who's 6'2", Mosby at 6'5", and Mosby able to put it up and in.
We go from a high-quality shot. Justin was sitting there open from three to an even better shot when he found Mosby underneath the basket.
44-20, Northwest in front. Price, right side Turner, dribble nearly stolen, and it is by Pitts, picked up by Endow, back to Pitts. Pitts now to Endow with the one-handed slam. Pitts with the assist, kind of lobs it high up in the air, and then Endow with his right hand and brought it down.
They are just having fun now. We saw a fast break earlier, and I thought maybe we'd see an alley-oop, but that one perfectly put up there by Pitts, and Endow, he is so athletic going up there throwing it down.
Now low post right, Price, out front, pass tip picked up low by Washington off the left wing. Out front with the dribble. Sets up. Wants the long three. Fairly graces the rim. Snyder crashes the board with the rebound for Northwest. 46-20. Northwest in front. And out right side for Graham. Out between the circle. Snyder. Now looks left side. And finds Pitts. Gets a screen by Mosby. Looks on the pick and roll for Mosby. Lays it up off the left side. Good. Mosby with 6 points. 48-20. Northwest Missouri State in front.
I know part of the thing that I think probably worries coaches going into a game like this is intensity. How are we going to find and match that intensity without a Central Missouri here, without a packed house here? And the Bearcats doing that tonight, maybe not playing their cleanest basketball game of the year, but they are coming out and they are playing hard.
Price through the lane, tipped away by Pitts once again, picked up by Graham. 3-on-2 break. Graham left of the lane, slows it up, out front right side, finds him down. Trying to go to the right corner, pass tip. Dan will go out of bounds off of Price.
Into the Northwest lineup.
Woods and Tyler Doherty in the game now for Northwest. As Mosby and Pitts go to the sideline. So, and now inbounds right side for Woods. Out front left for Snyder. To the left wing, Graham. Graham back to Woods, right side. Into the right corner, and now open. Three on the way. Off the back of the rim. Too hard. Rebounds for Snyder. He threw it off the back of a Missouri Valley player, and he went out of bounds. And as he came right back in, bounce, took the pass. And, well, you can't do that.
The Bearcats already 11 steals here in the first half. Their most steals in one game this season was against Upper Iowa in the season opener, 13. So, chance to surpass that and then some today.
Turner dribbling out front, bumped by Endow, and Chris will pick up his first foul. 48-20, Northwest Missouri State in front. Daryl Amir will inbound in front of the scorer's table off the left side. But before he does, Ryan Wilfley will check into the ball game as Snyder goes to the sideline. Inbound into the backcourt to LaQuinn Turner. He'll take her across the 10-second line to the top of the key. Looks left side, pulls up, 60-foot jumper on the left, knocks it down. Turner's got a nice-looking jump shot. He now has 8 points coming off the bench. A 6'3 junior from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. As Woods goes underneath Buck Ferndale, stripped loose and is picked up by Missouri Valley. On the fast break to the right wing goes Beard. Out to the top of the key, Turner. Free throw line jumper off the left, knocks it down. And Turner now makes it a 48-24 game. Northwest Missouri State in front with 32 seconds left in the first half. Out between the circles with it is Woods. Now to Grimm. It was left side. Back right side, Welty. Tries to pass it in the corner. Tipped away by Washington. Picked up by Woods. Looks to pass right back to Welty on the wing. Open. Takes the jumper and knocks it down. Ryan Welty with his first bucket of the game. 51-24 Northwest. 10 seconds left in the half. Turner dribbles right side. And down knocks the ball loose out front for Lemire. Now with 2 seconds left, launches the long jumper out front, runs around and out, and that's the end of the first half. So Northwest, we're going to the locker room at halftime with a 51-24 lead over Missouri Valley. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. Learn more at barnesbaker.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State 51 and Missouri Valley 24 as we're at the half. Our chances pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. With Matt Tritton and studio engineer Sean Nino, I'm John Coffey. Again, we are at the half, Northwest in front 51-24. And, Matt, another strong first half for the Bearcat men.
Yeah, the Bearcats were great throughout that first half. Whenever you're forcing 14 turnovers to the opposing team, you're shooting 67% from the field. I mean, 43% from beyond the three-point line. Really just getting it done through. I mean, there was a few stretches, I think, where you look at Coach McComb on the sideline, he saw some frustration. They weren't running through the offense or finding certain people the way he'd wanted. But overall, they finished in a flurry, and at one point had a 27-9 run from about 9:54 to about that last minute of the first half. So the 27-9 run really blew it up, and now up 51-24. One upside for Missouri Valley. They did score more in that first half than Central Missouri did in the first half against the Bearcats on Saturday, 24 instead of 22. So I guess they have that going for them today.
A little bit different in the intensity of that first half compared to this one, though.
Yeah, that one, the MIAA matchup, most MIAA games, a few more people here as well. It just kind of it gets you up. The intensity's there a little bit more. And this one, you kind of have to manufacture it. And that makes it tough for Northwest to be able to come out and take control of this game. But they did a good job of finding it and taking this one over right away.
Yeah, as we mentioned at the start of the broadcast, this Bearcat men's basketball team moves into the number one spot of the nation in this week's NCAA Division II Top 25 poll. Quite an accomplishment for this Bearcat team. The last time they were number one in the nation, you have to go back to 2004, it's January 13th, 2004, when the Bearcats were named the number one team in the nation in men's basketball. They only held it for about a day, though. I think Washburn came to town the next day, and again, at that time, there was a heck of a battle for those two teams at the top of the conference, and Washburn came away with the win here, but that was the last time they were number one in the nation, but they regained that spot this week.
Man, I don't want to date myself. I was a freshman in high school back then. That was a few years ago. So it's cool to see these this team kind of continue to, you know, just take it to the next step, take it to the next level. We've seen three straight Sweet 16 appearances, and hopefully this team kind of gearing up for that. A tough non-conference schedule going through the MIAA kind of prepares them, and you can go right through the NCAA tournament and crack that Elite Eight. But, you know, as great as being number one in the nation is right now, you're playing for that number one ranking in the region come March, and hopefully we see a lot of basketball right here at Bearcat Arena during that time.
That would be nice to be. Of course, we've got a lot of basketball being played between now and then.
Yes, we do.
But the Cats have made the region a number of times and had some great regional matchups and making it to the Elite Eight a couple of times. But we always had to go on the road to play in that region, so it would be nice if they could go through this season and be a host for that.
You know, and that's tough to be able to go on the road and play in those games. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to go up there and be alongside you and Matt the past few years and see them take on Minnesota State in Mankato and see them take on Augustana in Sioux Falls and how great those crowds are. And you see that sliver of green and white. It's so intense, and it's a great, great atmosphere. You want to see that come here, and you want to see this packed with green and white and only a sliver of color for that other team up there, because this place will be rocking if they are able to host in the region.
Look at the top 25 this week. The Bearcats, the only MIAA team in the top 25.
Yeah, but that's not something you can look at and really sleep on, because if they do that, then they will someone will sneak up and bite them, that's for sure. But it's a conference that's going to come out, and they're going to beat each other up throughout the season. Just hope the Bearcats can find a way to come out on top.
Okay, the Bearcats in front here against Missouri Valley in this non-conference game at Bearcat Arena. 51-24, the score, Northwest in front of Missouri Valley. We'll be back and have more right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main Street across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating six restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. We are at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Valley, 51-24 in this non-conference game tonight for the Northwest men's basketball team. We mentioned a little bit earlier, too, and I think most people around the region know this, but the Bearcat football team in the NCAA Division II National Championship game on Saturday afternoon as they face North Alabama. I had a chance to catch up with head coach Adam Doral earlier today, and we've got a little bit of a comment that he from him as far as what to expect out of North Alabama, as you might expect. He says they're a very talented team.
They're a tough ball club, a lot of speed, a lot of size and strength, powerful group, very dynamic, tough. You know, you look at what they're doing on defense. They're basing in and out of an even and odd defense and just have a lot of playmakers. And then offensively, again, just a plethora of playmakers. But their quarterback, I think, makes them real special on offense.
Again, that is the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Doral, as he prepares for the national championship game with North Alabama. It'll be a fun matchup.
Yeah, it will. And, I mean, anytime you get to the playoffs, you're facing the best of the best. The Bearcats have handled it well with a 44-13 win over Emporia State, 35-0 over Harding. And then you go into a really tough matchup. You find a way to pull one out over Ferris State, 35-20. But battling injuries, you're beat up. But you know what? Who isn't if you're playing in mid-December at this point? So it'll be a tough ball game, but hopefully the Bearcats have it in them to get one more.
And we'll have that broadcast on Saturday afternoon beginning at 2 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day before the 3 o'clock kickoff from Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas. Again, here at the Northwest Missouri State Men 51 and Missouri Valley 24. Back to check the halftime highlights right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Pauley Tanks Plastic Tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPauleyTank.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with eight locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. Variety Bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter Agents Dave Weigel, Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordy Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ullinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dining in or carry out. More at 582-2699.
Support comes from Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model, pre-owned autos, and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from SSM St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Let's get it, baby. Let's get it.
I like to hit, man. They all fall the same way. I ain't scared of nobody out here.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest men up 51-24 at the half as we check some of the totals here. For Northwest shooting 68% from the field. 21 of 31, 6 of 14 from three-point range, and 5 of those coming from Zach Snyder. The other 3 from Ryan Welty out of the first half. And Northwest 3 of 4 at the free throw line for Missouri Valley. 9 of 24 from the field for 38%. Missouri Valley just 2 of 9 from three-point range. And on the season, they're a team that shoots about 30% from the three-point range. Missouri Valley knocking down all 4 free throws that they took out of the first half. Rebounding totals fairly close. Northwest with 14. Missouri Valley with 11. 14 turnovers for Missouri Valley and 7 for Northwest. And for the Bearcats, one player in double figures. That's Zach Snyder with 15 points. Anthony Woods adds 9 out of the first half. And Missouri Valley, one player in double figures. Quinn Turner with 10 points. And again, Northwest up at halftime, 51-24. We're back, get ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at PizzaRanch.com. Also from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State 51 and Missouri Valley 24 is halftime winding to a close here with Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we're looking at Justin Pitts with a chance to maybe set a mark here tonight.
Yeah, Justin, the solid game so far, 6 points, 3 assists, but the one to watch, he has 5 steals already. The single game record for Northwest Missouri State, Mose Howard, Shaky Harrington, Orlando Johnson, all each have 8 in a single game. That's the record, with Justin sitting at 5, and this team prone to turnovers in Missouri Valley, something It's very attainable at this point, that's for sure.
And Fitz coming off another good performance Sunday afternoon with that win over Central Missouri. Again, when you look at Justin's totals, just always very solid right across the board. Whether it's points, he always gets share of rebounds, assists, steals. He's just one of those guys that helps lead this Bearcat men's basketball team.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of everywhere. And, you know, the crazy part about it, a lot of times he can have a very quietly, so he can put up 20 points, have 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and a few steals very quietly, just because that's kind of how he goes about it. He's not really a big flashy guy, but he gets the job done for Northwest, and he's become a great distributor. And scary part is, if teams try to take away Justin, Anthony's doing a very good job of getting to the rim and passing the ball as well. And so the team is taking steps, and it's scary to think of what they could be if they're all hitting on all cylinders at some point.
I heard a couple players use this term, kind of borrowing a phrase from the Bearcat football team, where you hear them talk about their 1-11. I've heard a couple of them say, well, we're just trying to do our 1/5 out there. So that's carrying over to basketball. And again, what they do so well is they know the roles that they're being slotted into by the coaching staff and accept those roles. And it's really been something that the team's had a lot of success with.
Yeah, you know what? It is kind of cliche, but they really hold up their end of the bargain. You look at Pitts, can do a little bit of everything. He can get to the rim, can distribute. Anthony can get the rim, and he can pass. Chris and Dow can do a little bit of everything. You see Zach Schneider ding it up, but also hitting a ton of three-pointers, only taking three-pointers. And, you know, Brett Doherty's not going to go out there and probably set a record for shot attempts in a ballgame, but when he gets his chance, he'll do it underneath two and plays good defense. And so, and you know, another guy, how solid has Devontae Mosby been? But you never hear about him complaining or being upset that he's not in the starting lineup. He just quietly goes about being the best sixth man in the MIAA.
Yeah, we had him on the coach's show last week, and he just talked about that very thing, that, again, everybody knows their role, and they go out and they perform. 51-24, Northwest Missouri State in front. Missouri Valley to open up with the ball as they go from our left to our right in this second half. Out between the circles, Davis of Brazil. On the right side for Washington, down the lane he goes. Whistle and foul coming up on Justin Pitts, trying to stop the drive to the bucket. Bill Titcomb, one of the officials, to make the call. This will be Justin's first foul.
For a guy that's that active with his hands, has 5 steals in the ballgame, just his first personal foul.
Remy Price to inbound baseline right. Gets the inbound to Grunwald, up for the jumper. It's short, taken from 12 feet out, trying to put it up over Woods. Rebounding Dow inside, and Northwest from our right to our left. In this game, in their white uniforms with the gray numerals and the green trim. And for Missouri Valley, the orange uniforms with the blue numerals and the white trim. Bounce pass, low right from Woods, going to Endow. Banks it, hits it, and is fouled. Endow with 6 points. We'll go to the free throw line with a chance at the traditional 3-point play. Remy Price commits the foul. That's his first. Price, a 5'11 junior from Chicago, Illinois. One of a number of players on this Missouri Valley roster that come from Illinois. Rebound rattles out. Doherty fights for the rebound. Gets called for the foul. And for Doherty, that is foul number 1. 2 team fouls so far in the second half for Northwest. Out front left side, Doherty Grunwald. Drives on Woods. Left wing pass for Lemire. Holds on to it. Now goes cross court right side, Washington. Takes it to the top of the key. Pulls up at the free throw line. Tries to pass and does in the traffic. Goes up in the travel violation for Lemire, who took that pass. That's a heck of a feed between 3 different Bearcats inside.
Yeah, there were a lot of white jerseys around there. Lucky to get it. You know what? You hate to see you get a nice pass in there like that, and then your guy travels in the lane before you get a shot up.
Fitz now accelerates to the bucket, lays it up and in. Kind of put the defense to sleep out front, then all of a sudden turned on the afterburners and raced to the bucket and lays it up and in. 55-24, Northwest Missouri State in front. Washington out front right side, finds Lemire. Dribbles to the free throw line and is tipped away from behind by Pitts. Picked up by Doherty. Outlet to Pitts and now to Endow. Drives right side and lays it up and in as he goes past Price with the layup.
Endow, 8 points now in the ballgame. 9 different Bearcats have scored, really spreading it out tonight.
57-24, Northwest pass out front, tipped in, is picked up by Endow. He'll go to the bucket the other way, and he just lays it up over the front of the rim, and it drops in. Endow with 10 points as he goes into double figures. 59-24, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Grunwald hooks the pass cross court left side for Washington. Back out front, the elbow on the right for Lemire. Back pedals, takes the jumper, and knocks it down just inside the arc off the right side. Amir with 4 points. 59-26, Northwest Missouri State in front. Top of the key, Woods, down the lane right. He goes, and his scoop layup is blocked out of bounds by Brazil. So the Bearcats will inbound off the baseline. Grant Graham comes into the game, pitched to the sideline. Also, Lemire to the bench for Missouri Valley. And Bobby Collins into the game.
Crazy, we're a few minutes here into the second half. Bearcats shooting over 70% from the field.
Graham out between the circles, right side, finds Endow. Out front for Graham. Dribbles left, lobs it, and picked up by Doherty. Low left side, underneath the bucket, finds Endow, is snuck behind the defense, misses the shot. He'll kick it back out front to Woods, and Northwest to set up the offense. He'll drive to the lane, ball tipped out of his hands by Washington. Now controlled behind the back, pass goes left side for Endow, and blocks up the left side and lays it in.
Even it looks like things are going against Northwest, that should have been stolen away by Missouri Valley. Good job of grabbing that ball and just great control as he threw it behind his back.
Now driving the bucket to the other end, Remy Price, he knocks down the layup and was fouled going up for the shot. Cordy will pick up his second foul, and this will get Price to the line for a chance at a three-point trip down the floor.
Some guys throw it behind their back, don't know where it's going to land. That one was right on the money. Looked like Kyle Zimmerman throwing downfield.
Price at the line, free throw on the way up the front of the rim, and Doherty with the rebound for Northwest. Woods will take it across the timeline left side. Now left to Lane, kicks to the left corner. Snyder will take the three. It rims around out. Rebound Brazil inside for the Vikings. Now it goes to Gunwald. He'll take it across midcourt. Top of the key. Sets up. Wants the long three and skies it down. His first bucket of the game. That's his 23rd three of the season. Makes it a 61-31 Bearcat lead. Woods, quick hook pass. Low left side for Doherty. And he goes right up for the shot off the left and good. Doherty with 6 points.
Seven dimes tonight so far for Anthony.
63-31, Northwest down the lane, driving and hitting the layup from Remy Price for Missouri Valley. 63-33, Northwest. Woods into the front court in front of the Bearcat bench. Dribbles to the left wing, now to the free throw line. Pulls up, hooks the pass back left for Endow. Trying to go low with it, tip loose, now finds Doherty, low left side, turns face to the bucket, will drive past Brazil, in right side, finds Snyder, squares up, wants the three, this one takes a high bounce off the rim, the rebound spiked out front, left side from Endow, and is picked up left side Woods. Woods at the free throw line, back to Endow, left side, he takes the long three in front of the Bearcat bench, won't go, and rebound Missouri Valley. Now up from Collins, to left side for Gunwald, Bearcats get back on defense, so Gunwald will now go top of the key, and is bumped out front, this foul will come up on Northwest. And the foul on Anthony Woods. That will be his second foul.
Number 20, Anthony Woods, his second.
Mosby and Welty into the ball game. Doherty and Woods go to the sideline. Collins will inbound off the left sideline. And we'll give it to Price. We'll take it out front. Now dribbles left side, guarded by Snyder. Price pass Snyder to the bucket, kicks it into the right corner. Open Washington, the three, rims around, out, rebound Mosby as he clears it away impressively for the Cats inside. Gives it to Graham, and he'll take across midcourt left side to the top of the key. It's on the right side, Snyder, now to Welty, right wing. Out front, Graham between the circles, pulls up left of the lane at the free throw line. Now left wing pass for Endow. 12 on the shot clock. Back left side Graham. Low left for Mosby. Posting up. Up for the shot. Blocked away. Coming from the help side was Obenecki, and he'll commit the foul. That'll be number one on Obenecki. 6'5 junior from Rolette, Texas. Second team foul on the Vikings as Mosby will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple.
Now it all comes the Bearcats get that mismatch as they screen trade off, and Mosby ended up with Grenwald, who's about 5 inches shorter, and he's about 40 pounds on, just kind of pushed him out of the way, got the ball inside, and the help defense fouled him.
Mosby remains perfect at the free throw line tonight. Second free throw is good as well. 65-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. Out front between the circles, Collins for Missouri Valley from our left to our right. Now through the lane, Washington drives, and a foul. Mosby with the bump in the lane, and we'll pick up the foul. That'll be Devontae's third foul. And to the free throw line, Tim Washington. Washington's first trip there this evening. He's a 75% shooter this season. 35 of 47 as he toes the line. Averages 13 points a game. The free throw is good here. And he now has 5 on the night. Quinn Turner in, and going to the sideline is Bobby Grunwald. Washington's second free throw is good. 65-35, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Into the front court, right side goes Graham, between the circles. Dribbles right, bounce pass low right side for Mosby. Trying to post up with Price. Spins, little left-handed shot, rims around and out. Into the rebound underneath the bucket to Obenecki for Missouri Valley. Price takes it through the lane now to the bucket, lays it up too hard. The putback on the left side is good as Obenecki, trailing on the play after getting the rebound at the other end, has the putback on the offensive side and makes it a 65-37 Northwest Missouri State lead. Out to the top of the key, Graham goes right side, Welty for Northwest, right wing for Snyder. Out to Welty between the circle, left side for Graham. Drives through the lane, the little scoop is too hard, trying to fight for his rebound, is stripped out of his hands by Obenecki, and here comes the Vikings on the break left side. Washington through the lane, accelerates to the bucket, lays it up too hard, and Welty with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it two and down. He'll take it across midcourt right to left to the right wing. Now continues to accelerate, bumped as he tries to go left side, pass tipped up in the air, and it's controlled by Welty. Baseline left, outside on the left wing. There is Graham, knocks down the three. And he was contested going up with that three-pointer, was able to get it to fall, and that is his third three of the season. Bearcats call a timeout, 14 minutes left in the game, Northwest 68 and Missouri Valley 37, back in 1 minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main Street across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29. The 12 days of Christmas is coming to St. Joe Harley December 13th through the 24th. More information is on their Facebook page or website at stjoeharleydavidson.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com.
68-37, Northwest Missouri State in front with 14 minutes left in the game. Matt Trenton and studio engineer Sean Nino, I'm John Coffey. It's been all Northwest tonight in this non-conference game with an NAIA opponent in Missouri Valley.
Outscoring them 42-14 in the paint. Bearcats also 20 points off turnovers tonight.
Across the timeline goes Price out top of the key left for Turner. Felty picks him up. Between the circles is Washington. Guarded by Grant Graham. Graham getting more playing time as this season's gone along. Does a good job of shutting down some opponents. Nice spin move by Turner into the lane. Spins past Welty and lays it up and in. Turner with 12 points. 68-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. Xavier Kurth, who checked in during the break, takes him to the front court right side for Snyder. Back to Mosby up front. They go left side for Kurth. Picks right, goes left. Gets up in the air, kicks it right side for Snyder. Quick pass right corner. Welty open, three, nothing but air.
Good ball movement, and Xavier driving in there, drew the defense, and swung it around to Zach, who made the extra pass to Ryan.
71-39, Northwest. Washington on the right wing, out front right side, Obenecki. 16-foot jumper hits the back of the rim, and the rebound inside Mosby for Northwest. Throws it to Kurth. He'll take it down the left sideline in front of the scorer's table from our right to our left to the top of the key. Back left side for Snyder. Cross court right side, Graham. Graham at the top. Bounce pass finds Mosby, cutting the bucket on the pick and roll, and he was fouled trying to go up with the shot. Or actually, probably on the floor before going up as Turner commits the foul. That'll be his third. Breaking the action, 12:47 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 71, Missouri Valley 39. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Polytank's plastic tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPolytank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or PitsAutoBody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657.
Back from the timeout, Northwest with the ball on the left side. Welty bringing it out between the circles. Graham, right side for Kurth. Kurth at the free throw line. Lobs it in the left corner. And finds left side to Snyder. Low left side for Kurth. Back out front left side, Graham. At low left for Devontae Mosby trying to post up. So a shot fake up with a shot. The glass won't go. He'll get to the free throw line. Fouled going up with the shot. This will go on Daryl Lemire. That's his first fourth team foul on the Vikings. Cats in front 71-39 as Mosby will toe the line. 12:21 left in the game. Mosby's free throw is good. Mosby with 9 points coming off the bench, and he's 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Left-handed shooter. This one grazes the rim, his first miss of the game. And here comes Missouri Valley across the timeline. Tim Washington from our left to our right. To the top of the key, Lemire down the lane right. Drives, misses the shot, falls to the floor. Snyder will get called for the foul. That'll be Zach's first foul. 72-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. Gray Starzl, along with Tyler Doherty, getting set to check into this game. They're at the scorer's table. First free throw is good by Lemire. And Tyler Doherty, along with Gray Starzl in. Snyder and Devontae Mosby go to the sideline.
We talked about the Bearcats kind of early in the game, a few moments, but maybe Lekalis with the basketball. 5 turnovers pretty quick in this game, it felt like. Only 2 since that point.
Lemire hits the second free throw, 72-41 Northwest. 12:07 left. Graham handling the point to the free throw line. Left side for Welty. Out front left, Kurth. Now right side for Graham. Left side, Welty. In the left corner, Kurth. Back right side, Welty to Graham on the right wing. Now high post right, Starzl. Back to Graham. Drives the lane. Little runner on the way. A little too hard. Rebound tip controlled by Lemire for Missouri Valley. To the top of the key with it is Lemire. Long three. Hits the front of the rim and it caroms out front right side for Washington. Cross court left side for Turner. Picked up by Welty. Steps up. Wants the long three. Rims out. Rebound. Tipped in the lane. Better whistle on a foul. And this one looks to be going against Missouri Valley. And this will go on Tim Washington. His first. Looks like he undercut Starzl underneath the bucket, trying to fight for the rebound. Full court pressure out of Missouri Valley. Graham will break it, dribble into the front court right side. Cross court left for Kurth. Into left corner, Welty passes up a shot, finds Starzl left side. He takes the three, knocks it down. Gray Starzl with the three.
He is a big boy. Looks like he should be owning the paint like his brother did back a few years ago, but he's got that sweet stroke.
It's his third three. He may have more threes in his career than Dylan did. Now driving the lane right side as Washington misses the shot, and we'll get called for the charge. 75-41, Northwest Missouri State in front. Turnwald in, along with Price. Takes the place of Beard. And also Washington. And full court pressure, 2-2-1 pressure. The Cats break it easily. Kurth into the left corner, finds Welty. Back to Kurth left side. Starzl out front, goes right side for Graham. Back to Kurth on the left. Trying to work a pick by Tyler Doherty into the left corner for Welty. Out front between the circles, right side, Graham. Bounce pass low right is Doherty. Trying to post up for with Obernecki, and he tries to spin right side. Steps on the baseline, and the turnover gives it to Missouri Valley. Well, we have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. As Price drives to the lane right side, a bump, and Xavier Kurth will pick up the foul, his first. Seventh team foul, so this will be a 1-1 opportunity at the free throw line for Missouri Valley. Remy Price to the line for the first time. 64% shooter on the season. And that one rims out. Rebound Kurth for Northwest. Now driving the lane, Tyler Doherty misses the layup as he goes inside, but was fouled. He'll get to the free throw line. This will go on Turner. That will be Turner's fourth. Coming off the bench, he's made the most of his playing time. Four fouls. He also has 12 points, leading the team in scoring. Tyler Doherty's free throw is good. His first point of the game. He's now 3 of 7 at the free throw line on the season. Kirk Finley comes into the game. Welty goes to the sideline for Northwest. Tyler Doherty's second free throw is good. 77-41 Northwest. Northwest has never trailed in this game. On the left, Washington, out top the creek, Grunwald. To the right wing is Price. Pulls up, right side pass for Lemire. Pass low right side. Spinning on the right, and a whistle coming up. Nice little spin move, but a foul on Northwest as well. And this will get Obernecki to the free throw line as Tyler Doherty picks up his first foul. Obernecki to the line. It's his first trip tonight. A 70% shooter on the season. And he knocks down the first one. 6'5 junior from Rolette, Texas. 77-42 Northwest. Second free throw off the front of the rim, and Kurth pulls down the rebound for the Cats.
Well, the only player who hasn't scored for the Bearcats, the only active player in the ballgame, Kirk Finley. Everybody else has at least 2 points.
Now Graham drives the lane, misses the shot, and a foul. This will come up on Missouri Valley. Foul will go on Remy Price. That'll be number 3 on Price. And this gets Grant Graham to the free throw line. He's not missed a free throw this season. He's only taken 2, though. And he hits another one. Graham, a 6-foot freshman from Eldridge, Iowa. And the second one rattles around and out. And the rebound to Missouri Valley with 9:57 left in the game. Into the front court, right side, Price. They swing it left side off of the wing for Washington. Out to the top of the key is Lemire. And out of Price to the right baseline. Cut off. Brings it out front right side for Lemire. Into the right corner, Price. Lost the handle on the dribble, but it picks it right back up. And will take it out between the circles. 4 on the shot clock. Through the lane. Forces the pass right side. With 1 on the shot clock, ball goes out of bounds as he tried 1 pass too many. Trying to find Lemire. The block off the right. Goes off his hands out of bounds as the shot clock sounds as well. And we have a break in the action. 9:30 left in the game. It's Northwest Missouri State 78, Missouri Valley 42. Back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services. Offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Tyler Doherty on the offensive side knocks down a layup off of the bucket, left side of the bucket. Then on the defensive side there, commits a foul as Chisholm Obernecki went up with a shot inside. Knocks it down. He'll go to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point play. And his free throw rolls in. So Obernecki with 8 points. It's an 80-45 Bearcat lead with 8:56 left in the contest. Full court pressure. Finley at midcourt. Lobs into the front court left side for Kurth. Out front, Finley between the circles, right side Graham. It's a screen by Tyler Doherty. Up with a shot on the pick and roll. Misses the shot, but bumped as he goes up with it. Blocks off the right side. Obernecki picks up the foul. That'll be his second. Ninth team foul on Missouri Valley. Both teams with 9 team fouls. Tyler Doherty to the free throw line where he is 2 of 6 on the season. And let's add two more of those. He's now 4 of 8, and now he misses that free throw. 80-45, Northwest Missouri State in front. Second free throw off the front of the rim as well, and the rebound to Missouri Valley. Cross midcourt right side with the dribble is Remy Price to the right wing. Now to the right baseline. Takes the jumper inside the arc, knocks it down. Nothing but net. Remy Price with 6 points, all coming in the second half. 80-47, Northwest in front. 8.5 minutes left in the game. Graham into the front court, left side for Kurth. Takes it to the top of the key, back to Graham, right wing, down the lane. Tries to hook the pass to us to Tyler Doherty, moving his way through a double team in the lane, lays it up and in.
Graham and Doherty, kind of that's good chemistry. They're obviously playing with each other on that second team throughout practice, and you can tell they kind of know where they're going to be at all times.
82-47, Northwest up, driving the lane left side, a reach in and a foul as Tim Washington went driving down the lane. This will go on Kirk Finley. That'll be his first foul. 10th team foul gets Tim Washington to the free throw line where he's 2 for 2 tonight. Junior puts up the free throw. It's good. 6-2 junior from Bellwood, Illinois. Tavius Brazil into the game. 6-5 freshman from Boonville, Missouri. Going to the sideline is Chisholm Obernecki. Second free throw. Good by Washington. Full court pressure by the Vikings. 82-49 Northwest in front. It's 2-2-1 pressure. Graham will dribble at midcourt into the front court with the pass for Kurth. Out front for Finley. Left side is Graham. Free throw line. Finds Tyler Doherty. Back to Graham. Left side is Starzl. Between the circles, Graham. Cross court right side, Finley. Gets it to Kurth. To the right baseline. Jump stop in the lane. Fadeaway jumper. Rims around and off the side. Misses it, but the putback is good by Tyler Doherty.
Good minutes here for Tyler Doherty. We've seen Brett really grow and progress that year that Grant Cozad was a senior, kind of took him under his wing. And Tyler getting some good minutes here tonight, showing off some good stuff. Another rebound there.
As he blocked out well off the missed shot by Greenwald. And here comes Northwest across the timeline left side. Kurth to the left wing, into the left corner for Graham. Out front right for Finley. Low right side for Starzl. Turns. His shot is blocked. It goes out of bounds. There to block it out of bounds for Lemire. That is his third block of the season. Turner to come into the game. Washington to the sideline with 7:07 left. Northwest in front 84-49. Inbound out front. Kurth right side for Graham. Into the right corner. Driving is Tyler Doherty. The bucket. Lays it up in and a foul. Nice first step off the baseline off the right side and drives to the bucket and knocked it down and was fouled by Brazil, who picks up his fourth foul. Doherty in double figures with 10 points. His free throw too hard. Fight for the board. Out of bounds. Off of Brazil. Belong to Northwest. 86-49 Northwest.
New career high for Tyler as well. He had 9 against Concordia earlier in the year. So new career high in points for him.
Good job offensively and defensively and on the boards as well. Inbound goes to Dre Starzl on the right wing. Out front between the circles, Kurth. Dribbles to the right wing. Finds Graham on the right side. He'll take it out front. Cross court left side for Finley. Down the lane left. Kicks it back out front left for Starzl. Starzl sets up. Wants the three. Got it. Dre Starzl with 6 points. And Northwest up 89-49 with 6:33 left in the game. Left side driving Lemire as he drives, hits the shot to see if it counted or if the foul's on the floor. The foul coming up on Northwest. Dre Starzl will pick up the foul. They count the bucket. Lemire will now have 8 points. He's a perfect 4-4 at the free throw line as he steps up here. Trying to make it a 3-point trip down the floor, and he does. Nothing but net off the free throw. 89-52 Northwest. Again, full court pressure out of Missouri Valley. Finley into the front court off the right side. Out front right finds Tyler Doherty. Left side Graham into left corner. Kirk picks up, goes right. And he had a nice move with the exception that he got called for a travel on that one.
Just drug his pivot foot just a little bit and got called for it.
Had the right idea.
I would have gave it to him.
Gets a lot of points, style points out of that one, I think.
His teammates were about to go crazy, like, you know, praising the move until the whistle
blew. Now front left side, Turner for Missouri Valley with 6:08 left in the game. Fenwald at the elbow right side gets it to Obernecki, takes the jumper at the free throw line, knocks it down. He goes into double figures with 10, eight of those coming in the second half. 89-54, Northwest in front. Tyler Doherty into the left corner for Dre Starzl. Out front between the circle skirt. Long chest pass right side. Finley into the right corner is Graham. Graham at front forward to Doherty. And now Starzl inside. Misses the shot. Rebound pulled away by Turner. And he'll take it across midcourt left side. To the left wing. Fires the dribble. Elbow left for Brazil. Now back low left side. Little hesitation move. And it got Dre Starzl up in the air. Obernecki fouled. He'll get back to the free throw line.
Bearcat foul. Obernecki
to the line. He'll shoot a couple. Both teams have 10 team fouls, so free throws the rest of the way, and they'll all be two-shot fouls. First free throw comes up short. Just hits the front of the rim. Washington back into the game as Grunwald goes to the sideline. Second free throw is good. 89-55, Northwest Missouri State in front. Graham bumped as he's still in the backcourt, just in front of the timeline. And a little bump foul coming up on Washington, and Washington will pick up his third foul. And Graham goes to the free throw line. Head coach Ben McCollum says they call Grant Teddy, as in Teddy Graham. So he knocks down the first free throw. Really praises the hard work that he puts in practice as well as defense, and he says that it really gives him a heck of a defender out there, and so there are going to be a lot of matchups during the conference season where we see Graham out there a lot.
Well, he has the opportunity, also the misfortune of having to go up against Justin Pitts every day in practice and seeing probably the best player in the nation guarding him. If you can learn to figure out a few things Justin's doing, you could probably figure out about anybody in the conference.
I would think so. Washington out top of the key, lost the handle on the ball, rolls to the sideline to the Missouri Valley bench, and it'll belong to Northwest. 5:05 left, 91-55, Northwest Missouri State in front. Breckham men on the road this weekend. They'll be in Tahlequah to face Northeastern State, part of a women's men's doubleheader Saturday afternoon. The women will tip off at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. Those games will be streamed live on kxcv.org. Into the left corner is Finley. Out front left side is Avery Kurth. Of course, on the Bearcat Radio Network Saturday afternoon will be the Bearcat football team in the national championship. Kurth in low left side finds Tyler Doherty. Puts it up with the left hand off the left block. 93-55, Northwest Missouri State in front.
Talk about Grant Graham earning a few more minutes here and there. I think Tyler Doherty might be doing the same thing.
4:33 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 93 and Missouri Valley 55. We'll be back right after this 1-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. The professionals at Barnes Baker in Trenton provide their customers with the service they expect and a full line of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. More at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
93-55, Northwest Missouri State in front with 4:28 left in the game. Missouri Valley with the ball following the timeout. Remy Price goes low right side in the blocks, and it's Obernick. He turns, misses the shot as the rim's rounded out. Rebound, Ray Starzl for Northwest. Alec goes to Kurth, and he'll take it across midcourt right side. Goes to the right wing, now to the top of the key. Left side finds Finley inside the arc, dribbles to the left corner to the left baseline. Underneath the bucket, reverse layup, right side good.
There it is. Everybody on the team has scored tonight. Also a new season high points, 95. The previous was 91. It's Lake Superior State.
95-55, Northwest in front. Washington, free throw line jumper and misses. High bounce off the rim. Rebound, Kurth. He pushes it across midcourt on the fast break right side. Gets it to Graham. Reverse layup left side. Won't go. And the rebound, Brazil. Outlet is stolen right away by Kurth. Out front, left side, finds Finley. Finley back to Kurth, right corner. Dribbles to the right wing. Bounce pass right baseline. Starts a little three more. They're about a 16-foot jump for one go. Rebound though to Doherty in the right corner. Northwest sets up the offense again. 3:23 left in the game. At the free throw line, Tyler Doherty kicks it back left side. Setting up Graham. A three on the way. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Fight for the board. Baseline out of bounds. It's off of Tyler Doherty. It will belong to Missouri Valley. And for the first time, Joshua King, a 6'6 sophomore from Alexandria, Louisiana. So when you look at this Missouri Valley roster, a number of players from Louisiana and a number from Illinois. Coming to Marshall, Missouri to play basketball for head coach Chad Lance. Again, the winningest coach in Missouri Valley history. Right side pass tipped by Kurth, but it's picked up on the right by Price to the right baseline. Drives jumper from 16 won't go. Rebound Kurth for the Cats. 2:54 left in the game. Northwest about to go to 10-0 on the season. And earlier today, they picked up the number one ranking in NCAA Division II basketball. Kurth on the left wing. Takes it to the top of the key. Hooks the pass left side. Starzl open. Three on the way. Nothing but net. Ray Starzl knocks down the three. That's his third of the game. He's got 9 points. 98-55, Northwest Missouri State in front with 2.5 minutes left. Out front left side, King. Now Washington, long three over Graham, won't go. Rebound Kurth as he's been clearing the boards on the defensive side. About every trip down since being out there in the second half. Finds a Tyler Doherty. Price hits the layup and is fouled.
That's what you wanted, points. John. 100. That's what you're looking for.
100 points on the board for the Bearcats. Vikings with 55. At the free throw line, Tyler Doherty. And it's a three-point trip down the floor. So 15 points for Doherty. A strong second half for Doherty. Again, all those points coming in the second half. 101-55, Northwest Missouri State in front. Left side, Turner, near the left sideline. Out to the top of the key. Gets it to Washington. Dribbles right. Now out front is King. Looks left side, Turner. Dribble to the left wing. Out front,
Gets it to King. He'll drive on Doherty. Slips, falls. Ball slips loose and is picked up by Starzl for Northwest. 101-55. Northwest in front. Finley into the right corner for Kurth. Out front, Graham. Quick pass left side. Northwest works it around that 2-3 zone. Left side is Doherty. Now to Starzl. Cross court right side, Finley. 1.5 minutes left in the game. Kurth will take it through the lane. Picks it back left side, Graham. He'll drive to the baseline left. Crosses over right side. Gets the pass to Starzl. None the three. Won't go. Rebound, Kurth. Underneath the bucket, reverse layup off the right side, good. Thought about kicking it out, then he decided he had to lane off that baseline underneath the bucket for the reverse layup, put it in. 103-55, Northwest Missouri State in front with 109 left. King out front right side, high post right with the pass for Obenecki, turns in the lane, takes the jumper, won't go, rebound loose in the lane, controlled by who else? Kurth. He'll go behind the back with a dribble across midcourt. Under a minute left in the game, Graham to the right wing. Out front right side, Starzl hands off to Graham. Cross court left, Kurth. Left side for Finley. Drives the left baseline. Finds Chilling Doherty on the play. Kicks it back right side, Graham. Top the key, Kurth. Fakes left, goes right. Strong pass, low post right side for Tyler Doherty. Shot off the front of the rim. No Obernicki with the rebound for Missouri Valley. 35 seconds left in this game. Cross midcourt left side is Price. Right side, Washington. The long three is good off the right. Washington with his first three of the game, 47th of the season. Northwest in front, 103-58, with 23 seconds left. Cats can just dribble this one out. Kurth into the front court, right in front of the scorer's table, as Missouri Valley will back off. Again, Northwest up 103-58.
First time scoring 100 points since 2014, when they put up 104 on Southwest Baptist.
Kurth now just cradles the ball off his right hip. Watching the clock wind down, and Northwest Missouri State will pick up their 10th win of the season against no losses as they defeat Missouri Valley in our non-conference game here at Bearcat Arena, 103-58. We need to take a break before we go to our post-game activities. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is available at kingcitylumber.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. Learn more at barnesbaker.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating 6 restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville, in Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillandDinsdaleSeed.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State 103 and Missouri Valley 58 with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, not a surprise with this outcome. Northwest coming in the number one ranked team of the nation, took care of things early, and one of those games where a lot of the guys been working hard in practice had a chance to get some valuable minutes tonight.
Yeah, just one where you kind of want to take control early and find a way to run away with it and show that the number one ranking isn't something you're really focused on, just continue to play basketball. And Northwest started off on a 10-0 run and really didn't look back. And you said, I think reserves came in probably about 12 minutes to go, and you got your starting five, a lot of rest, but you still got them a little bit of playing time to stay sharp. So hopefully take that momentum down south to Oklahoma on Saturday.
Northwest with the win, 103-58. Back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jerry Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More at Heinlein Home Furnishings. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Also from Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Postgame Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with a 103-58 win over Missouri Valley as Northwest goes to 10-0 on the season, and Missouri Valley falls now to 6-5. And Matt Treden, Northwest Missouri State again, doing what they really need to do, come out, take the early lead, and let some of the guys that have been sitting on the bench to get a little bit of time here tonight.
Yeah, they did just that tonight, and exactly what you could have asked for. And you see the Bearcats starters come out and just, you know, at times maybe it lagged a little bit or you didn't play quite as well as you would have hoped, but you still came out, played really well, and you ended up putting up 52 more points in the second half with your reserves playing the majority of that. You still shoot over 60% for the ball game, so a good, solid overall effort. And like I said, there's just something, so much buzz around this Division II national championship coming up for football. Basketball sitting here saying, hey, we're pretty good too.
Not bad. Number one in the nation. Hard to be much better than that right now.
That's exactly right.
Northwest with the win, 103-58 over Missouri Valley. Back for the Extra Effort Award right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29. Offering Harley-Davidson accessories for the home and motor clothes for men, women, and kids. More information is at stjoeharleydavidson.com. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Birkenstock, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. Mazinga Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazinga is at MazingaLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
The Post Game Report, supported by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with the victory as the Bearcats defeat Missouri Valley 103-58. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Time for Extra Effort Award. And Matt, looking at a guy who came off the bench, got a lot of time in the second half, and really did a good job out there.
Yeah, Tyler Doherty stepped up and put up 15 points there in that second half on 6 of 7 shooting and played good defense as well, a few rebounds also. And you know, he's a guy that it takes a while, I think, for some of those guys to get in, get in the groove of playing and get in the flow of the offense. And if you're in 2 minutes at a time, it kind of gets tough. But he had an extended amount of time to go in there and make an impact, and he definitely did that today.
Tyler Doherty, our Extra Effort Award winner, the Bearcats with the win, 103-58, as they defeat Missouri Valley. Back with more in our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And support for the Bearcats comes from South Paws Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paws encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
The Post Game Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with a 103-58 victory over Missouri Valley this evening. As we check some of the totals here, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, in just a second here. Northwest Missouri State ended up shooting 60% from the field for the game, 40 of 66. Knocked down 11 three-pointers, 11 of 24 for 46%, and 12 of 19 at the free throw line. And the Bearcats only 9 turnovers on the evening as well, compared to 22 for Missouri Valley. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. And Ben took care of business early and enabled a lot of guys who've been doing a lot of work on the practice floor to get out and get some meaningful minutes here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Those guys compete every day and give us a great look and really make us better. It was nice to be able to play them. A lot of those kids would play considerable minutes at a lot of MIAA schools, and you know, they sacrificed quite a bit to be here and to win championships, and it was nice to see them out there.
And I know when you looked at them in the second half here, a lot of those guys didn't see from a statistical standpoint, a lot of drop-off there. You scored 52 points in the second half, had 51 in the first half, and it really looked like you got some good contributions out of those guys.
Oh, they're good. They can play now. All those guys off the bench can play quite a bit, and yeah, I mean, both teams were ready. Both the kind of the first squad and the second squad were both ready to go, and both I thought competed at a high level, and that's, you know, as long as we're ready to go, I think we're going to be difficult to beat. I was a little concerned, just, you know, when you play an NAIA opponent after such an emotional game against Central Missouri, you know, if we would come ready, and I was really pleased with our effort to start.
Yeah, I thought too, playing so many guys, one total that stands out to me anyway is just that turnovers, only 9 turnovers for the game.
Yeah, absolutely. That was good. We had 7 at half, so we addressed that, and then after that we cleaned it up. And you shouldn't have many turnovers against Missouri Valley. Just they don't pressure you enough. And so it was a little disappointing at halftime. But nonetheless, good effort, and we'll take it. Now we got to get on to finals and game at Tahlequah.
And let's talk about something that came out earlier today. Again, the NABC Division II Top 25 poll came out, and Northwest Missouri State at the top of that poll. First time since 2004 the Bearcats have been at the top of the poll. And what does that, again, mean to you as far as seeing this poll come out today?
It means a lot to our program as to where we've come from and where we've gone. You know, even I've gotten texts from just former players. We're number one. It's never you're number one. It's we. And former players feel a part of it, and they establish this culture that we currently have, and it means a lot to us. And for some of the former players, it means a ton. Obviously, we want to be there at the end of the season. You know, that's kind of the cliche line, but we need to make sure that we enjoy the success that we do have.
And I think that's something that's kind of important, too. Again, you want to still keep things going on the floor, but take time to enjoy some of this as well.
Oh, yeah, and we do. We make sure that our kids understand that we're proud of them, and we've had some success, and hopefully we continue down that path.
Well, let's look at the rest of the week here. Again, finals week, the rest of the week. How do you address just keeping the team sharp and ready to go for a conference game on Saturday?
Well, that's what we tried to do today, was to play a game like this and get their energy up and just force them to play a game instead of just taking so many breaks, through finals week. And so in the past, we've taken breaks and, you know, you practice for an hour, and it's really hard to get your guys to engage. But when you have a game, it's easy to get them to engage and get up. And so hopefully this will help. I think a lot of them are past most of their finals, and then we'll get ready to go for Saturday.
What about Northeastern State? What are you expecting on Saturday?
Oh, they'll be good. They'll play hard. They'll compete defensively. They've already beat a ranked team at their place. Anytime you go on the road in the MIAA, it's tough. So we're going to need to play our best, and hopefully we will and come out of there with a win.
All right, again, the final score, Northwest Missouri State 103 and Missouri Valley 58. Thanks to Ben McCollum for joining us here on the postgame.
Thanks, John.
Back to wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belton Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville, located at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with prearrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. More at MarylandSmiles.com. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses,
contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at BlueSpringsInsurance.com. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
The Post Game Report, supported by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with a 103-58 victory over Missouri Valley with Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, you look at the totals. We kind of went over some of the team totals here, but Northwest ended up with three players in double figures, led by Tyler Doherty, and along with Zach Snyder, 15 points apiece, then 12 points for Chris Ibuendale, and then 9 points apiece for Devontae Mosby. Dre Starzl coming off the bench, and one player... I only had 8 points tonight. That's Justin Pitts. So his string of double-figure games comes to a close, but I'm sure he doesn't particularly mind tonight. Didn't get a lot of minutes out of this one, and got things started off, and then handed things over to the rest of the team there today.
Yeah, the main thing is he came away healthy, and he came away with a win, and that's good to see. And if you're putting up 103 points, you're getting 8 of them from Justin Pitts, you're doing something right. So it's good to see that everybody spread it out, get the scoring, get some of those bench guys some confidence, and feeling pretty good that they can come out and make a difference when they get that chance.
Busy day coming up on Saturday. We'll start on the Bearcat Radio Network with Bearcat football as Northwest plays for the national championship Saturday afternoon with North Alabama. It will be a 3 o'clock kickoff. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 2 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. And then an internet stream of Bearcat basketball. The women will take on Northeastern State at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. You can hear both of those on KXCV.org with our internet stream of Bearcat basketball. So a lot going on Saturday with some pretty good matchups, especially with the national championship, of course, but a Northeastern State team that can should be a couple pretty well-play games coming up Saturday on that side of things.
Yeah, hoping for one more day of 3-0 as those teams go. And yeah, it's big to go on the road, especially the Oklahoma trips, and see how you fare there. And hopefully the Bearcat basketball teams can go down, play well, and handle a Northeastern's best shot. Because, you know, especially winning on someone else's home floor in the MIAA, it's so tough. And so it's going to be tough for the basketball teams there. Then obviously football against North Alabama, neutral site, but for all intents and purposes, this is a home football game for the Bearcats. Not many get to play a home football game, a championship game on their home football field. And you know what? The environment's going to be a whole lot of green. It's going to be very much in favor of the Bearcats, including the weather. So hopefully you come out and get one last win and make it 30 straight.
That would be a good deal. They're right now Northwest with the longest winning streak in college football going into that matchup. Be nice to add to that with one more game on Saturday.
Yep, and the longest all time in D2 is Grand Valley State with 40, so why don't we just start chopping wood and get toward next year and get 41.
All right, sounds good. Again, our broadcast schedule on Saturday on the Bearcat Radio Network, it will be at Northwest and North Alabama in the national championship game in football. 3 o'clock is kickoff time. Airtime with Bearcat Game Day is 2 o'clock, and an internet stream of the Bearcat men's and women's basketball teams against Northeastern State. The women will tip off at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. Broadcast of both of those on KXCV.org. Again, here tonight, the number one ranked team in the nation in men's basketball. Northwest Missouri State goes to 10-0 on the season with a 103-58 victory over Missouri Valley. For Matt Trenton and our studio engineer, Sean Nino, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.